starting with the 7th verse and probably reading through the 21st. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifest, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Now, manifest right here means plainly revealed. And I'm going to read it again using plainly revealed. And this was plainly revealed, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwell in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Therein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the days of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torments. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, in whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from God, that he would loveth God his brother also. I'd also like to turn to 1 John, the second chapter, and the first and second verse. My little children, those things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world. That propitiation that I have such a hard time pronouncing means atoning sacrifice. people say when man fell from grace that God had to search through heaven to find somebody to be the atoning sacrifice. Well, that's not so. Jesus Christ stood as a lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. This plan was put in place before God ever even formed this world and spoke it into existence. This day and time that we live in, well, first of all, I'd like to say that love is, you'll find love in the Bible in 518 different forms and sentences, and it's used in many different ways to express the love, but we never know love until we know the perfect love from God. We never know love until we are saved by His grace. We love one another. We love, I love my companion. And I have from the very first time I laid eyes on her. But I love her different in a way that I love my children. Even though I love them all, there's a difference there in the love that I have for my wife and then love that I have for my children. And God's love is different than what He has for us. It's a perfect love. You can't find no spot or blemish, anything about it that's wrong. It's a perfect love. And that's what we need to strive for while we're here on this earth. After we get saved, that love of God dwells within us, and we need to try to share it with people. We need to let people know about this great love that God possesses. And you know, we're living in a world this day and time of hate. We get up every morning and I don't want to turn the television on because I know it's going to tell about people being killed over here and over yonder. People walk in to a place and just start shooting people and killing people. And God is not happy with that. And they're serving a God of hate. That's not our God. Our God is a God of love. He loves us. And He wants us to love one another. He wants us to be there for one another. He wants us to share what God has done for us with other people. That's the reason He saved us. If we didn't have work to do here on this earth, when He saved us, He would just take us on home to be with Him.
Amen.
But brothers and sisters, He has got a great work for His church. And that is just to express the love, show the love that God has for us.
Amen.
You know, I know these modernists, that's all that they want to preach about is love. Well, there's a whole lot more to God than just love. But His main concern for us is for us to love one another and to be there for one another, to help one another, to be a family. You know, I love my family more than anything, but I also love my church family just as much as I love my family, because they are my family. We might not be blood joined together, but we're joined together through the love of God. Lord, have mercy. I couldn't comprehend how in the world that the Lord would waste His time on somebody like me. I didn't have anything. I wasn't worthy for His love. I wasn't worthy to be saved. But you know what? He saved me anyway.
That's what it's all about.
I love to be out on an old creek bank somewhere, just me and the Lord, and just look at the creation about the way God created this world. Just to see His great creation and just try to comprehend the same God that made all of this loves me enough that He made me a part of it. He raised me up off of an old altar right there, and I guarantee you, I didn't have nothing when I went down. I didn't have probably 30 cents in my pocket, and I didn't claim to be anything. I went through life growing up, and my mother died when I was 6 years old, and I was just kind of scattered from here to different places. And I just kind of roamed through life. And then I met you, and we got married, and I was struggling to make a living. You know, when you first start out, it takes about everything that you can make just to keep the bills paid and keep a little food on the table. And I didn't have a thing in the world to offer the Lord. Not a thing. It don't matter, because it all belongs to Him anyway.
Amen.
It's all His. And He reached down and He put that peace and that love in my heart, and He raised me up, and Lord have mercy, I become something then. I just went down an old poor beggar that didn't have a thing in this world. Can I come up a millionaire?
Amen.
Come up a millionaire. And the outside of me didn't look a bit different. Why, you could look at me out on the outside all day long. You couldn't see a bit of a change. Where did it take place? Right here. Right here. Placed that love in my heart. A love for everyone. Gina, honey, am I speaking loud enough? If I ain't, tell me and I'll get a little louder. You just can't comprehend what perfect love that God has for us.
Amen.
Our minds won't even let us comprehend just how great God is. We try to sit around and we try to ponder on Him. And we try, or at least I do, and we try to think about just how great that God is. But He is so far above us that our minds can't even comprehend the great love that God has for us.
Amen.
We've got a lot of uncertainty in this life that we live in today. A lot. But we don't have enough that love can't overcome.
Amen.
You know, we can go out here and we can sit down in a restaurant and we might be concerned about somebody coming in and start cheating. But brothers and sisters, we have that knowledge in our hearts enough. If they come in there and take our life, we're just going to go on to a far better place.
Amen.
I got much family that's passed and gone on. I know a whole lot more people dead when you get my age than you do a living. And I hope and pray that they're in heaven. Some of them the way they believe. You know, I wonder about it. You try to tell them that. but they don't want to hear it.
That's right.
But it's still our job to tell them about this great love.
Amen.
That God has for us. I love the Lord with all my heart and with all my soul. And somebody's walked up here right now and said, I'll give you $100 million for your salvation. I say, no thank you. No thank you. Oh, this is worth a whole lot more than that to me.
Amen.
Because one of these days, you know, it's wonderful to live with. It's wonderful to come together with God's people and share a little while on Sunday, and if you can talk to them through the week and hear from them. And it's wonderful to be with the Lord's people, and it's wonderful to feel that spirit that overflows in your soul sometimes. Just think how wonderful it's going to be when these old bars or bones heals that soul and it covers the home.
Amen.
Just think about how wonderful that's going to be. It's going to be a celebration when I step through the door, because I'm going to be like that song, I made it. Brothers and sisters, it's good to live with them here on earth. But Lord, have mercy. It's the only thing to have when it comes time to die.
Amen.
How can I explain to you the great love that God has to where our finite minds can even understand it? I don't believe I can. But just think about how it is to hold a newborn baby. And just think about God made that possible. You know, scientists will tell you that the human body shouldn't even work. It shouldn't even function the way it does. But you see, we're serving a God that's able to do anything.
Amen.
We're serving a God that we have enough faith. We can pray, Lord, move that mountain, brother.
Yeah.
And Lord, move it. Can you imagine just how great our God is? And that great love that He has for every one of His children. He knows us by name. You know, Jesus says, I know my sheep and they know me. I used to know a man over in Allen County, Kentucky, and he raised these border collie dogs, and he would train them. And he had the sheep that he used to train them dogs with. And every year at Christmas time, he'd bring them sheep to Franklin to the Christmas parade. And he would turn them loose, and them dogs would walk them down the street, and he'd holler commands, and them sheep and them dogs knew his thoughts. But people would try to trick him, and they would holler and pay a bit of attention to him. That's the way God is. That's the way God is. There's a lot of people out here that's trying to imitate God, but we don't need to pay attention to it.
Amen.
You know, we just need to answer when God calls.
Amen.
You know, when He calls, we will answer.
Amen.
My wife told me one time, she said, they just don't preach enough about love in the Bible. Well, she's right. You know, because it's such a great love. Well, we could spend a long time preaching and talking about the love that God has for us. He loved me the way he loved him.
Amen.
And he gave us a commandment right here. I read it in your hearing. And this commandment have we from him, that we should love God, love his brother also. We should be out here letting our light shine and telling people about this great love and this great God that we serve. Why, he's done so much for me. If I never done another thing but just every day of my life, got out and walked the streets and told people about God. Some people would think I was crazy. Some might listen. Brothers and sisters, they made fun of Jesus Christ. And they talked. They tried to find fault in him. People was called Christians at Antioch because they were Christ-like. That's what we need to be. It's called Christians in Nashville, Tennessee, because we're Christ-like.
Amen.
There's a lot more I could say, but I feel like it. I've said enough. When I first started preaching, I worried myself sick on about how much time that I preached. I didn't want to preach too long, but I didn't want to preach not enough. And one day I realized, the Lord let me know, son, you can only preach what I give you.
Amen.
And then when I get that ready, you sit down and shut up. And I'm smart enough to thank you that you were. Y'all just pray for me when it goes well with you. I didn't have a clue how that was going to go. And it don't matter. As long as the Lord's satisfied with it, I'm satisfied with it. No, y'all satisfied.
Amen.
Pray for me when it goes well with you. Please pray for Taylor. I won't see him back up here next Sunday. He wants to be here too. He loves y'all with all his heart and soul, and that's it. That's that love that God put in his heart. But I just got to be trying to tell y'all. Pray for me when it goes well, we, and I guess we could have a song.